This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Breaking news this morning. A passenger plane from Azerbaijan has crashed in Kazakhstan. Kazakhstan's emergency ministry says there are survivors, but from the early information available, it appears that dozens of people may have been killed. Some survivors have been hospitalized. Bethlehem has been marking another somber Christmas Eve in the traditional birthplace of Jesus under the shadow of war in Gaza. Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris has celebrated its first Christmas Eve masses since that devastating fire in 2019. American tourist Lori Fleet.
It's absolutely beautiful. Once-in-a-lifetime experience to just take part in this tonight was truly an experience. Very moving.
Pilgrims lined up early this morning to walk through the great holy door at the entrance of St. Peter's Basilica as Christmas marked the start of the 2025 Holy Year celebration, expected to bring millions to Rome. President-elect Trump is slamming President Biden's decision on death row inmates. The AP's Haya Penjwani has this.
President-elect Donald Trump says he'll vigorously pursue capital punishment. That's after President Joe Biden commuted the sentences of most people on federal death row, in part to stop Trump from pushing forward their executions. Trump criticized the decision to change the sentences of 37 of the 40 condemned people to life in prison without parole. Trump said that he'll direct the Department of Justice to pursue the death penalty as soon as he's inaugurated. Trump was vague on what specific actions he may take. I'm Haya Penjwani.
Russia launched a massive missile and drone barrage targeting Ukraine's energy infrastructure this morning, hitting a thermal power plant and prompting Ukrainians to take shelter in metro stations on Christmas morning. This is AP News. Record producer Richard Perry has died.
His name, his face, his voice you may not recognize, but the songs he produced you sure will. Richard Perry was a drummer, an oboist, a doo-wop singer, but most of all, a hit maker. At home with a wide variety of musical styles, the rare producer to have number one hits on the pop, R&B, dance, and country charts. Became known as a musician's producer, treating artists like peers rather than vehicles for his own tastes. But for Carly Simon's chart-topping You're So Vain, he'd call that the nearest he came to a perfect record. Richard Perry died Tuesday at a Los Angeles hospital after a cardiac arrest. He was 82. I'm Ben Thomas.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.